From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Today we turn another page in our Bibles, and we commence a study of a new chapter, chapter 10 of Mark's Gospel. We will be reading some verses from that chapter in a moment. May I invite you to the services in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church on Friday the 19th and Lord's Day the 21st of October. It's their harvest weekend. And on Friday the 19th, Reverend William McCrae will be the guest preacher, and I'm sure he'll also sing. And on Lord's Day the 21st, the Reverend Ron Johnson, a former minister of the congregation, will be the guest preacher at 11:30 in the morning and 7:30 p.m. at night. Please join with the folks there in these special harvest gatherings. The church is on the main Clogher to Five Mile Town Road, just about a mile and a half out of Five Mile Town on the Clogher side. You'll be very welcome at those meetings. Now we're turning to our Bibles, Mark chapter 10, and we read from the verse 1 together. And he arose from thence, and cometh into the coasts of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again, and as he was wont, he taught them again. And the disciples came to him, and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Tempting him. And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement, and to put her away. Jesus answered and said unto them, For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife. And they twain shall be one flesh, so then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he said unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his precious word to our hearts. Let's have a hymn. It's by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet, and they're singing Onward, Christian Soldiers. Now it's some time since you have heard that old hymn on the radio.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leans against Banner's throne. Onward, Christ.
old-fashioned revival hour quartet singing Onward, Christian Soldiers. I hope you enjoyed that call to march forward for Christ. Let us turn now to those verses we read together in Mark chapter 10. We are told how the Lord Jesus moved down into that territory known as Judah. Basically, it's the area round about Jerusalem. He has been up in Galilee. We only have to look at verse 33 of the chapter 9, the previous chapter, and we find that that's where he had been speaking. Now he has moved down to Judah. I want us to notice, in the words of the opening verses in chapter 10, how the Savior continues at his great ministry of teaching. He arose from thence and came into the coasts of Judea by the farther side of Jordan, and the people resort unto him again, and, as he was wont, he taught them again. The word wont, an old English word that simply means custom or habit. As he was in the habit, as was his custom, he taught them again. Wherever there is an interest amongst people in being taught the things of God, Christ will teach. We are told that the people resort unto him. They showed an interest. As soon as it became known in the area that Jesus of Nazareth was there, then the people resorted. They assembled around him. It's an interesting scene if we can picture it. People would have been working, going about their daily activities, then the word began to spread. Jesus of Nazareth is in the area. He may have been 5 miles away, but it would appear that people took time to go and hear the Savior. It's clear that the people considered it more important to hear the words spoken by the prophet than to continue at whatever activities they were engaged in. Oh, that today, in our society, there might be a consciousness of the importance of hearing God's word. Most folk, given a choice between going to a gospel meeting and to the picture house, or a disco, or the pub, or just to visit friends, or even just simply to sit at home and watch television, would not choose the gospel meeting. They would consider that the subject being dealt with in the gospel meeting was of lesser importance than the satisfying of their whim or their desire for a little earthly activity. How wrong that is! What a false and foolish view of eternity and the things of God that is! It is wise of any man or woman or young person to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, to put God and his truth and the attendance upon those matters that are related to the saving of our souls, to put them first before all other considerations. They, I tell you, are wise indeed who do that. But amongst the people who came to hear the Lord Jesus and to learn from him, we are told that there came Pharisees also. Look at the verse 2. And the Pharisees came to him. Pharisees came to Christ, but they came with an entirely different motive from that of the ordinary people. They came not to listen, not to learn. They came to dispute and to argue and to resist. Yes, they ask questions, but they are not the questions of one anxious to learn. They are the questions of the disputer. They're trick questions. They're intended to trip up the Lord Jesus Christ. See what it says in the verse 2? They asked him this question about divorce. Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Tempting him. They were tempting Christ. The word tempt means to test or to try. They came to tempt him. They were laying snares for Christ. There never was a time of blessing. There never was a stirring amongst the people that there was not also a stirring amongst the enemies of God. They too will flock, but they come to resist. They come to resist. You will notice the subject raised, divorce. It's an old question, but it still vexes many today. In Israel at that time, divorce was very common. Indeed, it was so common it was based on the most trivial reasons. For instance, let me give you what one Jewish authority, the school of Hillel, taught their disciples at that time. If the wife cook her husband's food ill by oversalting it or over-roasting it, she is to be put away. Would not the courts be absolutely jam-packed with divorce proceedings if the poor cooking of a wife was grounds for divorce? It had reached a most foolish and evil level in the days of the Saviour. So these Pharisees come to Christ and they say, is it lawful? They wanted to draw him into that which was an important controversy in their time. But the Lord Jesus had his answer. Now time doesn't permit me to look today at the answer, but if you join with me next week at the same time, we'll consider just what it was the Saviour had to say about this troublesome subject of divorce. Do remember our program tonight. It's at 9 o'clock. I will be playing another extract from a tremendous sermon preached recently in our church by Dr. John Douglas, who is the principal of Whitfield College of the Bible. He was speaking on the subject, Why We Defend the Authorized Version of the Scriptures. We're offering this tape free on our program this evening. Tune in then at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.